It's time for us to talk Titan football with H&RS Coach Grant Tuttle. Last weekend, the Titans picked up a win. They beat Cedar Bluffs coach 50-44, get that first win of the year. It's got to feel good to get one in that W column for the Titans.
Yeah, you know, we've been working hard all year. It's nice to see one finally pay off.
Yeah, and it wasn't easy because, I mean, you like so many other teams, you've got some injuries, some kids kind of beat up, but by this time of the year, we expect that, but certainly nothing easy with that win last week against the 2-4 Cedar Bluff squad.
No, you know, we came into the game with 12 players healthy.
Wow.
And by saying healthy, it's in quotation marks. So, you know, we're definitely beat up. But you know, I think in some ways it's kind of helped us. You know, I know that Cedar Bluffs was likely preparing for some of our starters to be in different positions, and we were able to show them something they weren't ready for, and they couldn't stop it.
Mm-hmm. As far as the kids, I mean, it's, you know, we know it's not going to be a championship season, but getting that win has got to make everything just go a little bit better this week in practice, getting ready for this coming week.
Yeah, you know, I think it instills some kind of confidence in the kids. It reminds them what winning feels like,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we've done it. It's just been limited at times because, you know, for one reason or another, we've underperformed or missed out on certain opportunities. I felt like this week was quite a bit different. Had a different feeling because we made the same mistakes, but we were way more resilient than we've been in the past.
Coach, tell us a little bit about how you're doing it, because you said you had, 12 students last week. So obviously during the week you don't have a full complement of 16 players usually to practice with. What rabbits are you guys having to pull out of your hat as a coaching staff to practice? Because if you don't have enough to play 8-on-8, that's got to be awfully tough.
Yeah, you know, it is a struggle. It's kind of a thing where I have to sit down and think long beforehand what kind of drills we can do that could maybe translate to real game stuff. When we've gone full team stuff, we've had coaches holding bags. We've had student managers holding bags.
Mm-hmm.
We've had injured guys that can kind of stand in, hold bags. You know, it's just to give our guys an idea of where they're supposed to be. Now, like, it is just, it's been a headache, but, you know, like, it's just the nature of football.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can always expect about 10% of your roster to be beat up, but we're hovering a lot closer to 25%, and there are years like that.
Yeah, and those bags don't fight back much either in practice. Coach Stice, is he playing nose tackle or anything on defense?
Coach Stice is he's playing all over the place wherever I ask him.
There you go. All right, let's turn the page. This week, Weeping Water is coming to town. Good squad, 4-2 on the year, 2-0 in the district, so they're wanting to get a district championship. Big game for them. Big game for you this week again.
Yeah, Weeping Water is a heck of a football team, and I kind of feel like they're a sleeping giant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had some games where I feel like they've underperformed where their level actually is, so I'm trying to instill that into our guys. Like, you know, they have two losses, but that doesn't mean that they're easily beaten, you know, especially if they're playing their best game.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was up at Humboldt a couple weeks ago, the game you played Sacred Heart. At that time, you know, you beat up the kids a little bit. Things aren't going well. Your crowd support, talk about that a little, because, I mean, I know it was homecoming, but still, that's a great crowd. The folks are still coming out to watch the Titans play ball.
Yeah. No, we have great, we have a great community. We have a lot of people that show out and are passionate about their kids' lives, which is great. And I'm excited to be at home for a couple of reasons. One being that we do get more energy from the crowd. You know, when we
mm-hmm.
went to Cedar Bluffs this week, it was, we had a handful of parents because it's quite a ways out there. This is a lot easier for people to show up, and it energizes our guys in a way that, going on the road doesn't.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Titans Friday.
Thank you.
That's our H&RS Coaches Show for this week. The Titans are home Friday night as they host Weeping Water.